Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Kill All Normies by Angela Nagel is a short nonfiction book of cultural criticism and political analysis focused on the internet culture wars of the 2010s. Using 4chan, Tumblr, Gamergate, and related online scenes as its main reference points, Nagel examines how anonymous forums, transgressive humor, identity politics, and performative outrage helped shape the rise of the alt-right and the broader atmosphere that accompanied Donald Trump. The book is not a neutral history of social media, but a left-wing critique of how online subcultures on both the right and the liberal left developed shared habits of antagonism, pile-ons, and symbolic conflict. Its purpose is to explain why internet-native politics became so polarized and why older assumptions about progressive digital activism proved inadequate. Because it combines cultural theory with contemporary political commentary, it is especially useful for readers trying to understand the deeper social logic of online radicalization and culture war dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how anonymous internet forums turn transgression into political identity. A major theme of the book is the way anonymous spaces such as 4chan helped transform trolling, obscenity, and shock value into a durable political style. Nagel argues that these environments were not merely places for harmless mischief. They created a subculture in which cruelty, irony, and anti-normie hostility became signs of belonging. This mattered politically, because the alt-right did not simply present arguments in the usual ideological sense. It wrapped itself in memes, dark humor, and deliberately offensive performance, making its politics harder to confront through conventional moral criticism. Nagel shows that this style drew on older traditions of transgression, but in the internet era, it became a mass online practice rather than an avant-garde pose. The result was a political movement that could normalize racism and misogyny while pretending to be playful, detached, or merely provocative. The book is strongest when it shows how form and style are themselves political forces, not just surface decoration. Secondly, why cyber-utopian faith in decentralized online activism failed. Nagel also revisits the early 2010s optimism that surrounded internet-based movements such as Occupy, Anonymous, and the Arab Spring. In her account, many progressives assumed that networked communication would naturally produce more democratic politics because it seemed horizontal, leaderless, and open to participation. The book challenges that assumption by stressing the structural weakness of decentralized activism when it lacks durable organization, strategic discipline, and institutional power. Online visibility can generate excitement and rapid coordination, but it can also encourage fragmentation, symbolic gestures, and short-lived mobilizations. Nagel treats this as an important backdrop to the culture wars. The same internet that appeared to empower progressive activism also enabled reactionary countercultures to organize, spread, and meme their way into mainstream attention. The point is not that the internet is inherently right-wing, but that its technical affordances reward speed, amplification, and emotional intensity more than deliberation or long-term coalition building. This makes the book valuable as a critique of digital political idealism. Thirdly, the book's critique of Tumblr liberalism, identity politics, and call-out culture. Another central line of argument is Nagel's criticism of what she sees as the liberal left online culture associated with Tumblr, identity politics, and constant public shaming. She does not argue against anti-racism, feminism, or minority rights in principle. Instead, she objects to the performative and censorious forms these politics can take when they become a style of online righteousness. In her view, endless callouts, purity tests, and moral policing often substitute for actual political strategy or material analysis. The book suggests that this atmosphere helps sharpen the broader culture war by turning disagreement into moral expulsion and by encouraging users to define themselves through enemy making. Nagel also contends that some of the same aesthetic habits prized by the alt-right, especially the idea that being transgressive is inherently valuable, were mirrored on the progressive side, even if the ideological content differed. This comparison is one of the book's most controversial claims, but it is also what makes the analysis distinctive. It treats internet conflict as a shared culture of escalation, rather than as two totally separate worlds. Fourthly, how the alt-right repurposed left-wing and countercultural language. The book pays close attention to the genealogy of the alt-right style, arguing that it borrowed heavily from earlier leftist and countercultural traditions. Nagel traces how figures on the right adopted the rhetoric of rebellion, anti-conformity, and transgression that had historically been associated with bohemian politics, punk, and the new left. She also notes the influence of intellectual and ideological currents such as the French New Right, which helped supply a more polished vocabulary for reactionary politics. This matters because the alt-right did not emerge simply as old-fashioned conservatism with a younger audience. It presented itself as anti-establishment, post-moral, and culturally insurgent. by using the language of irony, provocation, and outsider identity. It positioned itself as the authentic rebel against both mainstream liberalism and traditional right-wing respectability. Nagel's analysis helps explain why the movement appealed to online subcultures that prized anti-authoritarian aesthetics. The book therefore clarifies how political movements can win attention by stealing the symbolic tools of their opponents and redeploying them for hostile ends. Lastly, Gamergate, Trump, and the mainstreaming of internet-native resentment. Nagel connects the online culture wars to a broader political realignment that culminated in Donald Trump's rise. She treats events such as Gamergate not as isolated internet scandals, but as signals of a wider shift in which grievance, anti-feminism, and anti-elite resentment became politically legible on a mass scale. In this framework, Trump succeeded partly because his style matched the internet's hostility to norms, expertise, and polite restraint. The book shows how the online far right learned to translate subcultural rage into broader political energy, while media attention amplified the spectacle. At the same time, Nagel is careful to argue that this was not just a story about one man or one platform. It was the result of years of escalating online antagonism, in which trolling communities, culture war liberals, and media ecosystems all reinforced one another. That wider perspective gives the book its analytical value. It is less interested in isolated events than in the social mechanisms that allow resentment to become a political language and a source of collective identity. In conclusion, Kill All Normies is best suited to readers who want a compact, critical account of how internet culture shaped contemporary politics. Students of media studies, political theory, sociology, and digital culture will find it especially useful, but it also speaks to general readers trying to make sense of online polarization, meme politics, and the emotional logic of the alt-right. Its practical value lies in showing that internet conflict is not just noise, it organizes identity, rewards escalation, and can feed real political outcomes. Intellectually, the book is useful because it connects cultural style to ideology instead of treating online behavior as superficial entertainment. What makes it stand out from many books on the alt-right is its refusal to treat the right as the only problem. Nagel places the liberal online left under scrutiny as well, arguing that certain forms of identity politics and call-out culture helped create the conditions for reactionary backlash. That two-sided analysis makes the book more provocative than a standard warning about extremism, and more revealing about how online political cultures actually evolve. It is concise, readable, and unusually good at showing how internet form becomes political force. If you would like to support Angela Nagel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.